Righto, trendsetters, rug up with us this winter. Next merch drop coming in hot.
14th of May, Tuesday, 6 p.m. at alphablokes.com.au. We've got our two hoodie designs. These designs won't be coming back. We've got a light colour. We've got a dark colour. These things are unreal. We can't wait for you to start wearing them around the flats and rugging up next to the fire. 6 p.m. Tuesday, 14th of May. Don't miss out. Cure them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers. But our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the he wants.
About to go stupid again. She out the roof of the biz. I'm about to do it again. I'ma fuck two of her friends. Just made a flip out the rock. Fuck the Frank Mueller, I jump out the jeweler again. I fuck my money up on the re-up, but I got it right back and I blew it again.
Welcome back to another episode of the Alpha Blokes podcast.
Thanks.
Where we have the most shittest headphones fucking or brand Rodecaster.
Yeah, we've been dealt a lemon. Dealt a lemon, haven't we?
So if you do see some clips, you'll see me popping headphones on, popping my headphones off. We've only got one channel that's unreal at the moment.
Yeah. It's been a lemon. We fucking got all excited when we first got it, the old Rodecaster Pro, which is a good bit of gear when it works properly. When we first got it, like two of the buttons were fucking up, but we're like, oh, we're too excited to send it back. Yeah. And now we got one earphone jack working.
Yeah, we just checked the warranty on it the other day and they said, yeah, it's a couple of days out, but we'll honour it. But it was another couple of weeks just to get a new Rodecaster.
So if we send it away, then fucking guess what happens?
No podcast.
No fucking podcast. So here we are, putting up with shit. I'll tell you what, I've fucking put in the hard yards this week, bruh.
Yeah?
Proper. Been awake for 24 hours, going on 24 hours. I'm absolutely fucked. Running on caffeine and a dream, bruh.
Same, on the V.
A dream to pepper ear holes with yarn for a living. That's me dream. Manifesting, talking shit for a job into reality, one podcast at a time. What are you doing with that?
Trying to tighten the mic.
What's your bit loose?
Yeah.
Dramas. How is it without the earphones? Is it a bit weird?
It is a bit weird. You can hear a few outside noises, but nah, we'll get through it.
We'll get through it. We'll get there. But bruh, tell you what, the old health has taken a backward seat of late. Hey, you know, I got on the old man shakes and lost all that weight a while ago.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Well, that nick has rapidly gone downhill of late. Plenty of Maccas, hot box, energy drinks. Some might even say I've let myself go. There's actually a competition getting around at the moment that celebrates a rig like mine, a once respected temple that's been abandoned and left to do its thing. What comp's that, bruh?
Budgie Smuggler, most ordinary rig contest.
Fucking oath. An event like no other to celebrate the big thickies far and wide and give them the chance to show off the rig they've put all their blood, sweat and beers into. I heard Hello Sport lipping up the other day. They reckon they've got the winner amongst their community. I reckon that's bullshit. Surely between our lot of hotbox bashers, we've got the golden child, the most ordinary rig in Oz. How do they enter, Bruss? Let them know.
Just post a photo of you or a mate in a pair of smugglers with hashtag ordinary rig Oz and at Budgie Smuggler.
So that's like on your story and that on Instagram and shit. Feel free to tag us too. We'll give you a little share if you're part of the Alpha Blokes community.
Yeah. Photos should show some character, put in a bit of a smile on the judges' faces, bonus points for likes, shares on social media. Entries close 5 p.m. on Monday, the 3rd of October, so don't miss out.
Yeah, fucking get into it. Be a bit cheeky with your photos. Fucking get into it. And this is what you can win. The glory of the title, Australia's most ordinary rig, 10 grand total, half to you and half for your chosen community, sports club or charity. Enter into the final of the world's most ordinary rig, October 23, and a billboard in your hometown with welcome to the town, home of Australia's most ordinary rig. How fucking good would that be?
That's prime.
Steaming into town. And if someone from our community takes a comp, there'll be something in it for you. Don't know yet, but there'll be fucking something. Mate, in other news, my lip's nearly all good.
Herbie free.
Oh. It's only a little don on it. Apparently the experts are calling it the longest lip heal of all time.
Who's the experts?
Oh, I don't know. I just heard them talking. You know, heard a few blokes talking about it.
Yeah, but, it just got the...
Holy fuck, bro. It's like... I feel for motherfuckers with cold sores, dude. I really do, because that was just the most annoying fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah, just, imagine the middle of summer.
Oh, bro, it's so painful. Like, your lip is pretty important for a lot of things. You know what I mean? And when it's this dirty big sore on it, man, that was dramas. Like,
You never stop talking, so yours would take a lot longer to heal than the average.
That's right. It just gets fucking battered against the top one.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean, though? Like, that was dramas. A few blokes actually reached out about it, too. I think one lad about the cold sore thing.
He had the same thing as you or something.
No, I think he said, yeah, man, it was fucked growing up. Like, as in, you go to a party or something and they just sidestep you. Like, but yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be fucked. But, yeah, so it's coming good, though. I'm nearly out the other side of it. I reckon a couple more days and I'll be good. But trust me, I'll be wearing a fucking hat and getting around like old Roy Simons used to with the old white zinc. I reckon, fuck that. That was shit. But, mate, how's your week been?
Yeah, I've got 1 week to go.
Nearly finished nights.
Yep, and then wedding coming up.
The big wedding.
Honeymoon for a few days, and then I think if everything sorts out, we'll be maybe home for that tradie fight night, and then we're heading to Sydney.
Yeah, booked a little trip into Sydney. Go catch up with a few weapons down there, hopefully. Get a few chats in for you, but, mate, how are you keen to get off these nights?
Yeah.
Mate, remember Gary Larson said if we were meant to work on night shift, we'd have a fucking torch on our forehead.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just not meant to, are you? Like, the human isn't nocturnal.
It's the funny part of the project where you're, 5 weeks in now, whatever, and everyone's coming out with that chat that, you're not meant to be doing this much night. It takes 10 years off your life and shit like that.
Yeah, right.
But I fucking agree.
Yeah, man.
It can't be good for you. It can't be good for you.
100%. No, it can't be. I don't think so either. I think long-term night shift just fucks you up.
I don't think I ever recovered from when I did that year straight out of Mara.
I still don't like the changing halfway through, like only doing 2 or 3 nights and then going back. Like, I feel like the 7, by the end of the 7, I'm sort of in the routine a bit.
Yeah, definitely.
When you only do 2 or 3, man, it just you just get into the routine and you change.
Yeah, that one I was doing 3 nights and then 4, swing over to 4 days.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, I forgot to say, I'm on the old... ginger beers today. Gingeries, vodka soda. When you're on the V.
I'm on the night shift diet, pretty much, isn't it?
Mm.
What is the night shift diet for the unhealthy? It's the V.
Definitely. Packet of chips. Fucking, it's the energy drink, straight up.
How about those blokes that just froth an iced coffee? You know the iced coffee blokes?
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere. There's always the iced coffee bloke.
There's not like someone that just drinks one oddly. They're either a real iced coffee bloke.
And I reckon they love smoking darts.
That's like, the other one there.
Like the iced coffee bloke's the dart machine, eh?
Yeah, Winnie Blues will fucking...
Yeah, Winnie Blues will fuck off. Yeah. What do you reckon the most popular dart is? I'm interested. Like, I always ask the boys, what are you fucking smoking there, bros?
I don't know.
And we used to run the Winnie Golds.
Winnie Golds. Remember? With the old high flow filter.
I used to run the old hollow points.
Hollow points, that's right.
I used to run the fucking...
PJ moments.
I used to run Winnie Golds and then Winnie Gold pouches. And then every now and again, if I was feeling a bit fruity, I'd get a Port Royal pouch to treat myself. Yeah, going camping or something.
That was between the port, all the champ rubes.
Yeah, the old champion
rubes. Fuck, that shit used to stink. Thank fuck, I'm not doing
that. Mate, it's nothing like White Ox.
Yeah,
the boys out at work smokes that. Pooh, fucking hell, it's wild. But like talking on working hard though, like I've only just grasped the concept of like working hard as in like we grew up in an industrial town, right?
Yeah, physical
work. And it's physical work and you never saw working hard as anything but holy fuck, man, the last couple of months, like I've really understood what working hard is, not physically. Like I have been at work, a lot of breakdowns and shit too, but just with this and the computer the editing and the fucking
mentally draining
emails and the invoicing and just so much shit mentally, it's like holy fuck.
I think the loser's part is like when you wake up from nights and then bang, you got 15 minutes before you got to be on a Zoom call or a Google Meet or something like that.
That's
I'm trying to get back to you if you've been on the opposite shift or you're trying to get back to me about texts, about stuff, and then obviously family life balance.
Mate, like
everything else. But it's all going to pay off.
It's all about the fucking hustle, bruh. Like it's going to fucking pay off. I know it is. That's why I'm doing it. Yeah. Like as in getting home from a 12-hour night shift and sitting there for 2 hours editing.
Yeah.
Clips and getting reels and shit together and doing that sort of shit. Like, that's the fucking last thing I feel like doing. But it's like, you know,
but it must, that's what it's all about. This process of people being trying to be successful and stuff like that, this is, you're learning, this is what's part of it.
Yeah, exactly. I guess, yeah. 100%. Well, if you want the most part of it for yourself and not want to give it out, you know. But anyway, we're learning heaps of shit.
And all the big dogs, like those memes I've seen, they're like, if you sleep over 6 hours a fucking night, you're not going to be successful.
Yeah, fuck up, mate. You need to prioritise your time a bit more. Like, at the moment, I'm the same as that, but, I mean, I don't want to plan it. It's not like I like doing that. I'd rather move it into something later on. But,
I might be successful. Today was 5, but I'm planning on that honeymoon to be 14.
Yeah, that's right. Sleeping and root. But my round, bro, I had a few little fucking dot points from that, actually. On my way out, there was a couple of fucking cyclists on the beef road. On the beef road. In the middle.
A bit out of place out there.
In the middle of it, man. Like two of them with the full camel packs on, right? And just up the guts in like waves of heat. They're just riding. And I'm just like, I felt like pulling over for an interview, man. Like stopping. Hey, mate, do you mind if I have a word with you? Are you fucking lost or what? Like, what is doing? I understand.
Whereabouts were they? Like, once you come off the dingo turn off, like.
Yeah, like, way part. Like, as in a moment where you're, like, an hour and a half deep into a podcast sort of shit.
But were these, like, the charity tour blokes, or were these the actually tight pants coffee club 10 o'clock on Saturday?
Heroes or they were lost. Like, if there's, like, a charity event and they're doing it for something, it's like, okay, you can see that, but just to do it for fuck all, like, that's what I mean.
So they didn't have enough kit on them to be travelling?
Nah. Oh, they sort of did, like, yeah, they were fully packed up. I don't know. But it just blew me away.
Hey. Yeah. I'm glad we got different hobbies.
Yeah, that's right. Me too. Fucking oath. When I got there, though, I went in, got my first crib. And there was this bloke in the mess, and we all know that I love a good saying, right? Like, I love hearing it, like, overhearing it and just banking it, right?
Yeah.
But this bloke said one, and I'll be fucked if I can figure it out, and I need your help. I was getting some popcorn in the dish behind these cunts, and our mate comes up to our mate, and he goes, how you going, mate? And he goes, any better, I'd rust. And,
I've never heard that.
I sort of went, ha-ha, and then I went, what the fuck's that mean? Like, it's got to have a bit of narrative behind it.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he mean, like, any better I'd be made of metal, which means I'd rust, or any better I'd fucking, like, I don't get it.
Because I'm like, ha-ha. That can go so many ways, like, if you've had fucking erection problems. How you going, mate, these days? Any better, I'd rust because I'm fucking hard as steel.
Yeah, something like that, maybe. But to be a saying like that, I feel like it needs to be easily gotten. Like, bang, yeah, that's prime, good one, fucking, you know.
Well, you should have done it for the people. You should have said, I've got the popcorn already. Sit me down for a story, mate.
I should have said, mate, what the fuck does that mean, out of interest? I like the sound of it, but I can't use it because I don't know what the fuck it
means. You know? Imagine him swinging around going, oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Well, don't say shit sayings, cunt. You're fucking going to...
I'm a filter, mate.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a lip connoisseur. You can't fucking throw lip around me that doesn't make sense. But, yeah, so you don't, like, you don't know. Don't know. Must be something about maybe being hard. Like that, being a hard cunt, maybe. Any hard... I don't know. But, yeah, so that fucked me for a while. That had me fucked for a couple of hours because, like I said, I pride myself on fucking... me yarn and sayings.
Oh, I'd love to hear some feedback on this one, actually.
Yeah, but can you get back to us there? What the fuck?
There's so many tangents you could go down.
Yeah, that's right. Let us know if you know the story behind that or if this pelican just made it up any better or rust. Mate, when you, like, you deal with, or you used to deal with radio chat a lot. Do you deal with it now still on the radio?
I used to deal with it.
Like the two-way fucking shit?
Yeah, that's, yeah. Nothing drives me more insane.
Mate, what did you used to do when you come across a bit of sass, like a real sassy bloke for no reason on there that just fucking round, like just hit you with sass? Did you have any techniques?
Yeah, radio silence.
Did you? Well, I've got another one. You're going to have to put your headphones back on for this. Are they working a bit out of it? Because do you know Mr. G from Summer Heights High? Do you remember that cunt?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I found a snippet. And I've put it on my phone, and whenever someone just unnecessarily sasses me, this is what I fucking hit them with. So obviously that's a long-winded version, and it's normally just the start, the meow, 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 and it fucking works prime.
What do you get back?
It's like a mixture. It's ended up being all everyone was doing by the end of the round. Like, you get blokes walking in the crib room just going, meow. Like, today you just get like a narrative for the round and everyone just peppers it. Yeah, that was it.
The word
round
for the week.
Yeah, that was it.
It's like a boys' trip. Like, you have that word you all say for,
like,
the week.
Here's grown men, like fucking a boily covered in shit, walking in with his crib going, meow. Meow, 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 meow. But fucking, it was just funny because, like, it works in a couple of ways. Brings morale up and it shows old mate that he's been a sassy cunt and to pull his head in without saying that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's just a little meow. And he's like, oh, righto. What the fuck, I've been a cock, you know. But, yeah, so I was drilling that this round. Thought it was a good one. Look up Mr. G Rao on YouTube if you want to find that one.
I've mainly just ignore it, but I remember that one day a truck driver with about three teeth in his head said, can I have a chat to you? And I just rattled off the pile and you're like cleaning up for the other trucks.
Yeah,
I just swapped someone else out and he goes, can I have a chat, mate? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a bit busy. He goes, oh, it'll only be a minute. Anyway, I pull the dozer up next to the truck. He comes down and he goes, hey, mate, I don't know if you know how to drive these things, but I used to do this for a living.
Oh.
And he goes, you put your blade on the ground and you knock it up twice to cut. I literally just swapped old mate out, did one run to keep the bin full.
And he's telling you how to do it?
Yeah, like I haven't cleaned up yet. And I said, do you just fucking pull me up to fucking tell me how to drive a dozer? I said, if you were that fucking flash hot, mate, you wouldn't be driving a fucking truck, would you?
What do you reckon?
He was just lipping off a bit. And then I think I did say, just get back in your fucking truck. And then I still remember, like, a few boys are listening. They're probably laughing, going, I remember this.
Because
that end of the shift, because he said it over the main radio. They're like, someone's like, Cam, who the heck was that person that said he needs to have a chat to you on the pile?
He's just lipped you.
I said, oh, some fucking wing nut in the fucking haul truck.
Some wingnut with three teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But that's pretty much the only one I've kindly mentioned he should get back in his fucking truck.
Yeah, they're fucking everywhere, mate.
But how many times has that happened in our game when you do that swap out and maybe someone's a little bit lazier in their operation skills than the other and you do the quick crossover period?
Yeah,
and then the truckies are coming through going, what the fuck?
Yeah. Mate, what I hate as well is, so when I'm in the fucking machine, the two-way chat I keep to an absolute fucking minimum. Like, as in, you got to positively communicate, be like, yep, such and such truck coming onto the ROM. Loader goes, copy that, such and such truck. That's me fucking done, unless they talk to me. It shits me when you get a bloke on the loader before you who just yarns about fucking everything unnecessarily. So they're in the mood to chat. I get on there and they all want to chat and I'm thinking, shut the fuck up. I want to listen to tunes and shit, you know?
And what sadly, if there's a half good-looking chick with good chat on her and the miners and she'll talk back, that is the worst scenario ever because you got four blokes from the pit trying to talk to the one girl and she's got a bit of a topic for the day or whatever.
Oh, mate. Yeah, it's painful, isn't it? It can be very painful. The old mine site radios, bros.
And then you're the – I think I've said a few times this is the mining channel. And then I'm the worst bloke in the world.
Yeah, you're a grub.
Yeah,
mate, the last thing out at work this round that I bumped into that I've always not been a fan of or wanted to get your opinion on, what's your thoughts on chicken snags?
Yeah, in the right setting.
You reckon?
These would be the ones the old girl used to get. I haven't seen them in ages. She must have got them from some butcher and they were prime.
I reckon they're the fish finger of the snag world.
Oh, no, I'm a fan.
So this is my thought, right? This is my theory. With beef sausages, pork sausages, you get heaps of offcuts of meat off of a cow and a pig, right? Heaps of offcuts that you can put in that just don't quite fit in places. If you get a fucking cooked chook, you strip that motherfucker to nothing.
Oh, you just put it in whole.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So what the fuck is the scraps for a chook that's going into a snag? I reckon it's like the fish frames, but it's a chicken frame getting gurneyed and compressed.
They'd literally probably feathers and all.
Yeah, bud. You know what I mean? I just look at it and go, where the fuck's the scraps off a chicken?
But when you cook a whole roast chook, what do you leave? It's pretty much the carcass anyway.
That's what I mean. There's nothing left. Where a pig and a cow, there's little bits and pieces that are still edible. Yeah, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where a chicken, you fucking demolish that whole thing. So where the fuck do they even get the meat to make the chicken out of the chicken? Waste a good chicken. Fucking, yeah. Got me fucked this round. I was looking at it going, you can jam that chicken snag up your dort. Fucking who says?
Are they the full-size ones or those little chickens? I wouldn't go near them.
Nah, little fuckers, man. It's like
they're just quails or something.
Like, bro, who in their right mind? You go, hey, bro, go grab us fucking a 24-pack of snags. If he rocked up with chicken snags, I'd be like, what's fucking wrong with you, cunt?
If I ever see a 24-pack, I'll probably buy them.
You reckon? Of chicken snags.
Oh, I'm not that big of a fan of them, but, like, I don't mind them.
Oh, look, I've eaten them before. Yeah, it's just I've sat
not there. Not of those little ones. I'm with you on those little ones.
I just sat there and thought about it this round a bit and just thought, no, I'll probably avoid them.
I'm still lost on the fact that Tasmanian call them little boys, those little
Cheerios.
Yeah, that's fucking dodgy.
That is that is dodgy. Yeah, you cunts, you call Cheerios little boys. That is fucking something. That's what is doing there. That's dodgy, bro. Isn't it? That's dodgy as fuck, and you just eat them.
Very dodgy.
Put them in your mouth.
Dad stitched me up this week.
Did he? What did he do?
He dropped two pies, though, like the big ones.
Oh, big pies, like the pie drive sort of
thing. Yeah. I thought, yeah, beauty. Apple, and I thought it was just like a plain pie. Fucking steak and kidney.
Oh.
I texted him, and that.
Steak and kidney, yeah.
And he's like, oh, sorry, I thought it was just steak.
Oh,
that was a night I had a few rums with Mitchie the other night, one night off, and Cass, and I thought, you beauty, we'll cut this fucking pie up as a bit of a late night snack and whatever. And Cass gone to bed, Mitch had gone home, and because we were a little bit dodgy on it when I sent him the SIK, and we're like, oh, I'll have a go.
Sick.
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I had one slice of it. And I'm like pretty drunk. I'm like, I'll be able to put up with anything. I'll just act like it's a beef sausage. I don't know what's in it.
Yeah, just eat it. Yeah.
Nah.
Really taste just the, what's really, the taste of it? Just really like a strong.
Yeah.
Just shit. It tastes like an organ.
Pretty much. Like, yeah, I don't know. I've eaten a little bit of liver. It's just like a more tasteless. I wouldn't say tasteless. It's a weird flavor.
That's a stitch up from the old boy, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it? Just drops the old steak and kidney off.
And I'll go, I'm still going, yeah, I appreciate what you've done, but he didn't know. He thought it was steak.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who he got him off. Well, oh, he's gone. I reckon hang he's on, he you. Didn't. Yeah, he's done me.
See, the old boy's smart. He's, oh, sorry, mate, I thought it was a steak.
Yeah, yeah, probably doesn't like apple either.
Yeah. So the other one was apple.
Yeah, I haven't cooked that
that's
yet.
That's a fucking rough end of stick. Could be anything.
Well, could be arse now. It's just got A on it.
Yeah. You'd love that.
Oh, yeah. You know what I was saying the other day? There was a mem. I had to go. Blokes will eat a random's ass off Tinder, but they won't eat liver and kidney.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you get more out of an ass. Like, in the big scheme of things.
Yeah, that's right.
Plenty of other stuff going on, not just the taste.
I'd love to be able to do that raw liver or something like that.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that.
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to eat a random's ass.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just such a snob with it, I suppose, growing up just eating normal meat that now, like, organs just don't appeal to me.
No.
Oh, you want to have some kidney? Nah, no, I don't, actually. You want to have some liver? No. Nah.
It comes back to, brain, like, people that didn't eat a heap of seafood like you growing up.
Yeah, bro.
I didn't venture off either.
I've got nothing against people.
I'm just lucky I actually did enjoy it in later ages.
Mm. I got nothing against people who fucking drill liver and kidney and shit, but it's fucking not for me. Good on you. And I understand, too, that people in, like, areas where they got to use the whole thing, you know, like they harvest wild game themselves and shit, they'll try and use as much as they can. So, yeah, good on them. But, while we're on the pie chat, though, remember we said that thing about Australia's best pie? I got a few fucking things from the boys. Now, obviously, we can't go to these places, so just if you're living there, thought I'd give you as a fucking bit of a thing. So, Voidy goes, I can't go past a pie from Gumtree Pies and highly rate the lamb and mint jelly pie.
I'd be about that.
Oh, couldn't think
you like the mint with your lamb?
Fuck no.
It's prime.
I reckon mint with lamb can fuck off and applesauce can get the fuck out of my roast pork as well.
I'm not a fan of the applesauce, but mint with lamb is just a good texture.
Like obviously the majority agree with you. I am an absolute whore for gravy. Like I love gravy, especially in roast. I can make a prime gravy with the juices in roast. So the idea of a mint something, I'm just like, nah. I just love that gravy taste with the meat, you know? But
that's why you survived in fucking mining camps for this long.
Yeah, I just smother shit with gravy.
Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, so that's what he reckons anyway. I don't know how I'd go.
What town was that? Didn't say.
Oh, he just said from Gumtree Pies. He goes, this joint is down in the northeast Victoria and originates from Yakandanda. If you ever get the chance, get around one. There you go. Nato reckons Mafra pies down in Mexican land, Victoria. Mafra?
Yeah.
Jai, when you're in New South Wales, go to Hayden's Pies in Ulladulla. Best pies around. Old Ulladulla. That's a fucking ripper name. Old Deve? Spelt D-E-V-E. Deve.
Is that Deviot?
Deve. Deve or Deve?
On your Deve.
On your bruh. Fernvale Bakery pies are the best in Queensland, lads. Get your cold sore lips around one. Yeah. Copy that. Have you been to that? Fernvale? I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Nah.
Lethal reckons best pie in Australia comes from the Traveller's Rest Cafe in Gin Gin. Old Two Gins. Doesn't matter what sort of pie you want, they have the best one. So that's a bit closer to home.
Yeah, I think I've been to that one.
Have you?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that an oyster pie up there in the rack, and I was not a fan. That has got to be the worst combo.
Are you kidding?
But I do remember the pies were unreal.
A fucking oyster pie.
Yeah, who the heck would eat that?
Bud. Be like me picking me nose for fucking 2 weeks, filling like,
would
a pie.
They do it with a gravy or?
Oh, like, yeah.
I don't know how they put it together.
Do you reckon you misread it? Or was it there?
Nah, it was there. It was there. Yeah. There was one in Childers, actually, the lasagna pie, and I was about that.
Mm.
Bit of marinara sauce and the cheesy crust or something, and then the beef pie inside.
Yeah, that's the go. Corn meat and white sauce pie. Have you ever tried that?
No, I'm not a big fan of the white sauce.
Aren't you? No. Righto. Well, yeah, I've had that before too, which is pretty good, but it just depends what you're into. But yeah,
so if you ever have us over for a fucking dinner, we're a fussy lot.
Yeah, that's right. You have to fucking check in with us, and we'll probably be opposite, so you'll have to do a gravy and a mint sauce.
Two separate dinner parties.
Yeah, that's right. Jack as well said Cranston pies.
Yeah, they are good.
Plain pie. He reckons plain pie with peas and black sauce. Have you ever been a peas operator with your pie? No, neither.
I think that's an old boys thing. Me granddad fucking froths it.
I know.
Make sure you get peas on a young fella.
I know a few lads at the pie mole back in the apprenticeship days used to fucking run the peas on the pie. Yeah. There you go. So if you're in any of those areas, give it a fucking go. Now, going on with the last episode sort of thing, following up on a couple of things, selling the ute on Marketplace.
Yep.
I haven't sold it.
Nah.
Couple of things. I've been offered $12,000 less than it.
Yeah.
I've been asked to swap for a boat. Fucking one message said, really keen if you're interested in a straight swap. My partner is willing to give a blowjob in the shower while he abseils.
So every cunt
is
on here.
Yeah. No, all those ones are like with the boat swap. Yeah, it was like a fucking 3 meter punt and said, "End cash my way" and shit. It's just an absolute carry on.
That found a way you actually maybe replied.
So I'm gonna leave that ad on there. I'm gonna leave it on there just for a fucking joke. Send me your best proposals. Find it on Marketplace. I'm not telling you any more info. It's a blue Hilux.
Oh.
So get on there on Marketplace.
This thing's never getting sold.
And send me a fucking offer.
So what's your way around? Are you going to put it on car sales?
Yeah. I'll put it on. I'm not in a massive rush. I just thought I'll chuck it on there before I go, but I'll chuck it on car sales properly. But I thought I'll leave it on Marketplace just to see what we fucking get, bro. But yeah, so it'll be pretty fucking funny. But generally we're talking about Marketplace missions. I've got an idea for our first episode. So, like, obviously this is when we have enough
first
time.
First episode or what?
I reckon first, like, visual episode. Like, I want to do, like, a little series, man, Marketplace missions, right?
Yeah.
And this is my idea for episode one. So we look up all the boxing bags for sale, right, in West Gladstone. Has to be Barney Point or West Gladstone, like the slums, and fucking, you know, get five or six lined up. Now, me or you.
Do you reckon they'll have a heavy bag?
Either way, I want
probably a Hessian bag full of bricks.
Yep, probably. But I want to see if there is one. I want me or you to dress up as a boxer, like full on boxer outfit, and the other one like a trainer with a whistle and shit.
And the tracky suit.
And then roll in there and be like, yeah, man, I just want to test it out beforehand and just full go, like just flog the fuck out of this bag with the trainer there. Yep. And then at the end be like, oh, nah, it's not really. Not really me feel and just fuck off. Well, I can't imagine.
Oh.
Imagine someone just seeing a bloke dressed in a boxer come in, flog the fuck out of the bag, and just you'd just be going, "What's doing?" it's just figuring out how you like.
But are they gonna have it hanging up, or are you just gonna get on the ground, and pound it?
Well, either way, it'd be fucking funny dropping elbows in on it.
It'd be funny if you had someone else doing the trainer. One comes in as jiu-jitsu. If it's laying on the ground, you just wrap the thing up.
Put your gi on.
Give the gi on.
I just reckon, like, but how would you go about filming it? Like, as in, you'd need someone hidden back. You'd need the microphone. Right.
You start getting into, like, that fucking, prank stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, you sort of, but I don't know. I just thought it'd be fucking funny. I don't know, idea in my head, the old Marketplace missions.
I reckon, like, a natural one. Of, like, someone filming from a car and you just walk in random off the street and then you start laying into this bag under the internal stairs or something.
Or just to someone's joint that's not selling it.
No. And then just, hey, do you want to sell this thing? Like, they walk down and they go, what the fuck?
Good bag, mate.
Like, you spot one under a Queenslander or whatever and you're just going ham on it. And old mate comes out of his house and goes, what the fuck, mate?
What the fuck, mate?
And he goes, oh, you want to sell this thing? I'm looking for a fucking hard bag.
Yeah. Oh, no, it'd be good.
There's so many things you can do.
And even like you said the other day, just the thing where we get like $500 each and we just see who gets the best shit.
The funniest thing.
The best shit.
Or you walk in, think you're going to buy this, and you end up walking out with fucking their clothesline or something like that.
Yeah. Fucking oath. With a Datsun.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, options are endless there. How many of you blokes out there are running your own show, going well, kicking ass, but get snowed under with the paperwork side of things? The invoices, the travel and accommodation scheduling, the inbox and calendar management or project work like database cleanup, implementation of policies and procedures. Well, we have the solution for you. Virtuoso Consultancy is a virtual assistant company that specializes in helping businesses with all day-to-day tasks, including accounts, travel accommodation scheduling, inbox and calendar management. If you've never heard of a virtual assistant, they're a remote contractor who offers administrative support to you and your business. Amanda at Virtuoso Consulting has worked in the mining industry in Queensland and is skilled in delivering quality business support for contractors. Contractors, trades, FIFOs, DIDOs, if you need help with day-to-day tasks, like previously mentioned, Virtuoso Consultancy can help. Sometimes you just don't have time to get off the tools. How many times have you been owed thousands but just don't have time to invoice out the work that's been completed? For example, if you're a tradie and your hourly rate is $100 an hour, it may take you up to 3 hours doing the two-digit shuffle on a laptop to follow up and enter invoices from suppliers, invoice the job out, and follow up on payments. Just one job can cost up to $300 that can't be charged. Whereas with Virtuoso Consultancy, 3 hours might only take 1.5 to 2 hours and costs around $100 to $150, cutting your costs in half. Free up some of your value time and contact Amanda at virtuosoconsultancy.com.au. That's V-I-R-T-U-O-S-O consultancy.com.au.
Before we fucking move on to a little bit of other stuff here, something happened a while ago, and it's to do with like the best thing that you've gotten away with in your life. Like as in, and the way it come on was like a while ago, like years ago, me and the missus signed up for Foxtel, right?
Yeah.
We signed up for it and fucking whatever happened. And we had all the shit and we, I think we had all like movie channels, fucking sport, all the shit, Discovery, whatever. And we discovered like a few months after that we were only paying like, I don't know how much, $20 a month or whatever it was way under what we should have been.
Yeah.
But, you know, all we were doing was paying the bill they were sending us. And it was like, all right, well, I'm not saying anything.
Living in denial.
Say anything?
Yeah, no.
Well,
yeah.
We're not denying anything.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
just like, oh, cool, it's $20. And for years, like 2 or 3 years, and got all the channels and shit. And fucking they sent us a letter the other day, bro, saying, oh, we've just realized there's a stuff up on our end. You won't have to pay anything as it was our problem, but from now on you'll have to pay this amount. Oh, and I'm
yeah.
like, hello, okay, oh, see you, Foxtel.
Yeah,
fucking
yeah,
how
yeah.
good's that, though?
That's right.
3 years or 4 years of that, fucking primo good. Foxtel for fuck all.
That is good going.
How good is that going?
You hear about all the time with people with, like, their power bills.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've heard of a couple of stories like that, that they just...
it's got off pretty well with it.
The meter or something was stuffed up or, yeah.
Did you hear about that bloke that Powerfish talked to the other day that scammed through an ATM system, scammed millions out of this bank, found a loophole? That's a massive loophole to get into. I'm going to do a bit more research on it to share that, but this dude, it's a full on yarn. I'll do a bit more research because I don't want to talk out my ass, but it's pretty cool. But to go on with that, one of the boys out at work, like I was saying about that thing, I'm like, what have you got away with? He reckons when he got his first phone in high school, bro, some glitch happened and he never paid data. There was unlimited data on his phone.
Oh, how good would that be as a young fella?
His whole plan. So they'd always stream shit on his phone, no data. It never got to any sort of thing. And it only changed when he had to renew his plan and shit. Oh. For like 4 years, bro, he had no data.
Oh.
How cool is that? Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's other things. Like, that's what I mean. Reach out if you've had something like that where you've just taken them for a ride, like as in just gone, oh, well. It's not like you're doing anything wrong. It's just they fucked up and you're not pulling them up on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck would? Oh, by the way, I think I should be paying more.
Oh, but I've seen that a few times between, friends and couples and one of the partners rang up about it and fucked them over.
Yeah.
They didn't know what was going on and they wanted to clear it up. And they're like, oh, we could have got away with that for so much longer.
Yeah, look, you got to be
but
honest.
But then you have that one partner and sometimes they'll go, oh, but we might have to back pay it or whatever.
You got to be on the same page, eh?
Yeah,
fuck it, darling. We're taking these grubs.
We're milking this thing. Or sometimes you're both going, oh, gee, we should have sorted that out. Now we're back paying fucking this.
Well, I suppose it's one of those things where, like, for our Foxtel sort of example, we asked for a certain package.
Yeah, that's a perfect.
They sent it out and they were charging it. And we're just like, oh, fucking.
That's a good run.
You know, and that's why we were just like, zip. Not even. I didn't even tell my mates about that. Yeah, until after we've been done. And it's all right, that was a good fucking few years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just good getting a win every now and again over them, you know?
Yeah.
Just raping everyone. So, yeah, it's good getting one back.
I've got to bring this up. You know, I was driving the other day and relived a childhood nightmare.
True.
Do you remember the school dentist mobile trailer?
Mm.
All white with that red strip along it.
Did it have a tooth on the top?
Oh, maybe the state school.
That wasn't that giraffe. This one might have been
private schools, but some people might remember the big white triaxle van with the red strip along it. That was pretty much like the apprentices for dentists, just hacking kids' mouths up.
Yeah, like just that's their fucking
before trial. You make it into a closed building, you're in the trailer. You're the trailer park dentists.
Yeah, wow.
I still remember them just like pinning the side of your gums back and trying to do a filling or something like that. It was just cruel.
I don't think anyone had liked going to the dentist.
No. It was just creepy of just being in a trailer too.
Yeah, just walking into a trailer. Hey, how you going? You need your tooth fixed?
Yeah. There's always a problem too. When I started going to it must have been like school funding or something like that, however it worked. But once you actually start going to a dentist, like, oh, they actually care. They actually want to hold your mouth back a little bit. But I just drove past the other day and I was like,
cool. Flashback. Cool. Ooh, fuck you, bro. I'll never be in one of those.
Yeah,
again.
I'm going, sucks for you kids. Fuck.
Oh, fucking. I actually do remember that now you speak of it. I was going to talk about a couple of news and sport things, but I was pretty fucking slack this week. There's a lot of fighters and that retiring and that, but I think we might cover it a bit more next week. Moving on to a bit of motivation, though. There was a fucking there's a real good one I found this week, and it's from Psychus, I think Motivation it's called on Instagram. So I'll just play this one.
Every single good thing that happens in our lives, everything comes at a cost. There's nothing for free. Somebody with an incredible career has no relationship with their kids, right? Everything comes at a cost. But at the same time, everything we struggle with has opportunity and lesson that goes with it. It's always balanced, right? And so whenever anybody tells me this great thing, I'm always like, yeah, but at what cost? And was the cost worth it? Sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes the answer is no. And when something horrible happens in someone's life or something goes sideways, I always ask, but what did you learn? The whole golden circle and the concept of why came out of me losing my passion and hating work. I went through depression. I never want to go through that again, but I'm really glad it happened because look at what it's given me an entirely new life view.
That's a interesting perspective, Like, as in, I think personally that the balance of everything is the hardest thing to do as a parent that's trying to turn a dream into a reality.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I'm fully aware right now that I'm working too much for the balance.
Yeah.
But that's because I've set myself a goal to not be doing what I'm doing now. And, you know, it's communicated with my wife saying, hey, I'm fucking really busy at the moment, but this is what it's for. Like, this time I won't be doing as much, you know. I think if you are that busy and you can't spend that as much time as you want with your family and stuff, you got to have a reason and, like, set a time where it won't be like that.
Yeah, you got to have that time set.
If they don't see that it's not going to change, that's how it just goes to shit, eh?
Yeah.
Fucking proper. Yep. So I think even though it's hard at the moment, yeah, it's just all about fucking that balance, man, and just making sure that if it's unbalanced, find a way to fucking start steering it towards the other thing. If it's more time with your kids or if you need to work more, you know, just it's just about fucking finding what works.
That comes
for you.
Down to two, like sports and everything. Mm. Like, you're really dedicated to your footy or
anything, man.
Motocross or something like that.
That's right.
You got to have that. Just got to have that balance and that downtime where you commit everything back to your partner and stuff like that. And that's how you have, hopefully, a successful fucking life and you stay together.
That's right. And like he's talking about like going through depression because of that sort of thing there. And like I've said from the start, like I'm never going to be one to say that I've been depressed And I'm fucking anxious as fuck, but I'm never going to be one to say I'm depressed or I've been depressed and I know what you're feeling, rah, rah, rah. But I think it's just important to understand what people could be going through, like, and feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I found this thing that I want to share. His name's Rich Wilkerson Jr., and it was on Low Key Escape and on Instagram. And I feel like it just sums up, you know, for someone who might not have copped it, what someone could be going through.
Having anxiety and depression is like being scared and tired at the same time. It's the fear of failure, but no urge to be productive. It's wanting friends, but hate socializing. It's wanting to be alone, but not wanting to be lonely. It's feeling everything at once, then feeling paralyzing, numb.
That's pretty fucking wild, like, mix of emotions to have at the same time, eh?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? I feel like if you're lucky enough not to have suffered from depression or anxiety, you know, it's what someone could be going through that you'd appreciate, you know what I mean? Because I remember years ago when there was nothing to worry about, I didn't really understand what the fuck it was about, you know what I mean? Before the stresses of too much come into play, like start of the apprenticeship sort of shit or end of school, and you're going, oh, what the fuck's wrong with them? Like, as in, you know, before you got taught, like, learnt about what people could be going through and the stresses of life and shit. And, I just feel like growing up, you know, getting yourself out of that culture of, like, harden the fuck up sort of thing, you know, just understanding that this bloke might be fucking copping something like that in his own head, even if you don't understand what he's, dealing with.
Yeah, that's right. I think the only part I've dabbled in with it, it's caused by, like, deprived sleep.
Yep.
Like, no sleep, or work's not going well, or you're having an argument or a fight with someone, and then you're overthinking that, and then that all draws to a point.
And, where, deadlines and that.
Deadlines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that comes back to the balance, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's balance. And then also, you might be hustling and going hard, but, yeah, you got to have a look on the other side, too, of who's around you, your kids, your family, and go, hang on. Just because I'm happy, fucking maybe they're not, just open your eyes to it.
Yeah, that's
quicker
right.
than it's too late.
Yeah, exactly, man. And that's what I mean. Like, if you are hustling and you know the balance isn't right, you just need to make a bit of a plan to make it right. Like, you don't have to do it right there because obviously people have got commitments and shit, but it's just fucking important, that balance. And there's just one more here, old Jordan Peterson, man. I'm a massive fan of his. This is for people who might be fucking copping a heap of head noise.
Don't underestimate the hole your absence would leave. You know, each of us, we're remarkable creatures, and we have something to offer to the world, to the people we love, to the world at large. It's our responsibility to make that manifest, and we move a little farther away from paradise every time that doesn't happen. Mm. Really, really.
So that one was off Success Goat on Instagram. And I just reckon everyone has something that they truly enjoy doing, even if they haven't found it yet. Like, as in, we talked about it a while ago. We listened to one where our mate was saying, like, you just got to move forward. Like, if you're just stuck in a rut or something, I feel like you just need something that you can go and do that just frees your mind up a bit. If it's fucking fishing, if it's going to the gym, if it's fucking going on a ride on your motorbike, if it's going for a drive in your car, cranking tunes, anything, or just something productive, eh? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I reckon people who are copping, like what old mate was talking about earlier, explaining having anxiety and depression, but they don't have a way to release that shit or turn their mind to something else, I reckon that's how it'd fucking spiral, eh?
Yeah.
Yep. So, this episode is proudly brought to you by Auswide Freight. That is OZWIDE Freight. Auswide Freight is 100% Australian, family owned and dedicated to providing a reliable service that has the flexibility to suit you. Their business is constantly evolving, looking for ways to improve their service and exceed their customers' expectation. Auswide's depots are based in Rocky, Mackay, Proserpine, Townsville, Cairns and Perth and service all surrounding areas weekly. If it fits on a pallet, they'll freight it. Apart from the obvious no-nos like humans, exotic animals and drugs. Pretty much anything else, they've got you covered.
If this sounds like a service that you could use, give Lukey and the team at Auswide Freight a call on 07 3275 1100 or check out their website at auswidefreight.com.au. You can trust these guys to take care of your freight because to them, it's personal. Mate, I think we need to fucking let everyone know how we're going with the Rude. So we said we were going to give him a call, but we've had some inquiries. We've had some people that are close to the Rude that have sniffed him out without pestering him because, like we said, we don't want anyone fucking annoying the Rude.
Yeah.
We want to just get on the Rude.
Don't be harassing anyone. That's
right. But there's a few people that bump into him on a regular basis down where we're not going to say where he lives. And we've passed on a couple of messages in our contact details, and we'll see how we go. So we'll give it a couple of weeks, see if they bump into Rude to do that.
Yep.
But worst case scenario, a bloke reckons he knows where his mailbox is, so he might have to send a personalised letter or start ringing around the local butchers and bakers and candlestick makers.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see how it goes. That's where we're on to with the Rude. We're not fucking giving up on that yarn. But mate, I needed to share a couple of things from the socials this week. So, do you know the old guinea pig video?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
we put up.
Yeah,
mate, this bloke has.
Oh, I did see that.
Has absolutely blown his lid at the guinea pig video, bro.
Yeah,
he is fucking. It's actually one of the best blow ups we've had, and I'm not going to share the actual blow up, but for a blow up of that extent, surely this bloke is a passionate guinea pigman.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a guinea pig farm.
Mate, he's a fucking, like, I always thought that they were only a children's, like, pet or something, but I don't, like, apparently not. Like, adults must fucking have them too. like you said, do you reckon he's a farmer? A guinea pig farmer?
Breeder.
Have you ever met one? A guinea pigman? A guinea pig farmer?
No.
Neither have I. I've never fucking met one.
It was always the weird mums that got at them for their kids too.
Surely, so we're going on to guinea pig farmers here. Do you reckon they leave the guinea part out when they're talking?
Pigs.
Yeah. You reckon they just say, oh, farmer, the pig farmer.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, pig farmer.
Kids go and feed.
Yeah, pigs. Oh, or you know, I hate not. Like, I'll set the scene, right?
Yeah.
You're at a barbecue and it's a kid's birthday. And, you know, all the other dads, you know, you rock in, hey, mate, how you going, yeah. And you're all over at the barbecue, hands on the hips, fucking, oh, mates, into a few beers. You want a beer, mate? Yeah, yeah. Say, hey, what do you do, bros? Oh, I'm a farmer. Yeah, what are you? Oh, pigs. Oh, you like meat pigs? Oh, guineas. Mate, if there's one bloke there that's had over six beers, he'd go, oh, fucking guinea pigs.
Everyone would say that.
Fucking guinea pigs, mate. What the fuck's going on there?
You'd always have to have two hustles going so you didn't have to say that.
Mate, old mate would go.
Oh, just retired,
you know,
mate.
You can imagine, old mate, you know, runs in the family, come from a long line of piggers, you know. Dad was a pigger. Granddad was a pigger. Started with the great-granddad, got us into guinea pigging. Long hair, short hair, you know it. Fucking we brewed it, mate. Fucking full of guineas at our place. Just fucking Squeakville, they call it. But, yeah, that it just blew me away because I'm going, this bloke is that passionate about his guinea pig.
Did anyone come back to us of, because I didn't Google it, where the guinea pig come from?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't really.
Just a big blow up.
Yeah, I think it was the big fucking blow up.
I thought
bro.
I was bad at English. That bloke.
Mate, I go.
It was so, like he's shaking with his phone in his hand as he commented.
Yeah, that's right. This is what I want to know. Farmer wants a wife. Would he get a run?
100%.
You reckon? The guinea pig farm?
100%.
Yeah, because I'm going, like, farmer wants a wife.
Don't chicks like them?
But so this is where I'm getting with farmer wants a wife. This is what I reckon. They like. Now, I'm not a woman, but like the physical side of a farmer, you know what I mean? Like he's herding the cattle in, he's fucking physical move, throwing bales of hay. He's fucking, you know, on the horses or shearing sheep, dragging them around and they're going, oh, yeah, look at that man, you know? What are they all crowding around? Oh, yeah, move that cage to a fresh piece of grass. Oh, yeah.
Cut those fucking raw carrots.
Yeah, cut those carrots. Fucking, well, like what are they getting out of that? The guinea pigmen.
Yep.
Move that cage, bro. Spread that seed, freshen that hay.
I just do not want this to turn into the snag dog thing.
Well, I'm sort of, I don't mind because I'm
I don't want to see guinea pigs. fuck it off.
But snag dogs, like, we fucking...
I can see this one day we'll have to do, yeah, it'll be some T-shirt and we'll be sitting here with two snag dogs or something.
And a guinea pig.
No, not a fucking chance. The animal pocket pussy.
Jesus Christ. Oh, but yeah, it's just fucking... So you reckon farmer wants a wife, they'd get him on.
Yeah, they'd definitely give a run.
Yeah, guinea pigman on there. Fucking oath. Is there stud guineas?
Fucks me.
Like, do you know how there's stud bulls, stud cows? Oh, not stud cows. Stud bulls, stud horses. Do they have a guinea pig stud?
I don't know.
And where do they stop milking them? Like, where does it start to get weird milking animals? Like, as in, she's play on with bulls, apparently. That's how you get sperm out. It's all good. Horses, yeah, they do the same thing. Is there a $20,000 guinea pig getting milked out there?
I don't know, but I'm that tempted now to buy your kids 5 or 6 of them in a pen.
Yeah, they'll last long. Because I'll tell you what, like, you walk around the corner, our mate's in the yards milking the bull, and you go, well, that's a bit wild, but righto. Milking the horse, okay, yeah, yeah. If I walked around the corner and someone was milking a guinea pig, I would fuck right off quick. That is dodgy, isn't it? Surely that doesn't happen, man. Oh, man.
You're obsessed.
Yeah, well, it's just consumed me, the guinea pig. The guinea pigman. But when you said the dog, though, I still remember this fucking yarn the old boy used to hit me mates with. Like, they'd get a new dog, right? Like, they'd probably be like 18 or 19, new male dog. Oh, here's me dog. Old boy go, oh, have you pulled him off? And they go, hey, pulled him off? And he goes, yeah, it's the only way you get him loyal, mate. And they go, what, really? And he's like, oh yeah, you got to pull him off, otherwise he won't listen to you. And they're like, oh yeah, righto. And he goes, oh, everyone knows that, mate. Pull him off, he'll fucking be your best mate forever. And he's like, righto. And then just off they go. I don't know if they pulled him off or not, but just fucking.
That was the story. Do you remember that story of our mate? He walked into the yard, one of our mates, and he caught another mate doing it. But he's like, whoa. Like the vet, it was. Something must have got stuck on a fence or whatever, and he had to, like, massage.
True had to pull him off.
Yeah, but he goes, walked through the back gate, fucking box of beers over his shoulder, fucking Thirsty Thursday or Friday, whatever it was, and then, yeah, he's old mate with the fucking bass out, jacking his fucking dog off. It was like a 15-minute breakdown.
Oh, imagine that, though, getting walked in on like that. You'd have some explaining to do, right? You'd nearly say, Brush, you got fucking 2 minutes here to explain what's going on.
If I knew me mate was coming over and that was a thing that had to happen during the week, it wouldn't be happening that afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Sorry, Diesel, you're not getting pulled off the staff.
Yeah, yeah. Mrs. comes through the door with the groceries. Have you jacked Diesel off yet?
Yeah. Yeah, just in a sec, doll. He's a bit tricky today. Oh, wow. Righto. I think we fucking move on from that. But, yeah, shout out to guinea pigs.
Yeah, what if guinea pigs are fucking jerking dogs off?
Yeah. Bit of a wild yarn, that. One other one that I wanted to get to on the socials was, did you know the sits to piss video that Sheila rang up, you know, about blokes sitting to piss?
Yeah, yeah.
And how we're like, what's fucking going on?
Yeah, yeah.
She commented on the thing. She goes, my husband sits to piss and so glad he does. It tagged him as well. So glad he does. We have 3 sons also, so I'm thankful not to be cleaning piss off the floor every day. Husbands and sons, do all women a favor and sit the fuck down. I got onto my own personal profile and wrote wife with an asterisk. Like, wife, your wife sits. And fucking she goes, yeah, no, makes my life easier. Hats off to all the men that sit to piss. What's the word simp? Is that the good word I'm learning?
Yeah.
Simp? Because, like, he's probably not even allowed to have a beer on the couch in case he spills it. Like,
yeah.
Cook inside on the stove, not on the barbecue.
Bit of OCD there.
Bro. Like, seriously, let your bloke stand to piss. Teach your kids, your boys to stand to piss. If they piss on the seat or the floor, fucking get him to clean it up.
Put a urinal in the shed.
Oh, just But you know what I mean? Like just trouting off saying my husband. Like imagine being that bloke. He's just been tagged saying my husband sits to piss. He's probably going, oh, darling, what have you done to me?
Reach out, mate. We'll have a beer.
Yeah. You poor bastard.
Oh, no.
Oh, but yeah, I was blown away by that. I'm like, fair enough if your husband, like, if that's what you do in your household, but publicly tagging him and being like, my husband sits.
People just, sometimes people don't have the social skills, eh?
Man, it's just insane, you know?
Just going, he might be all about it.
Yeah, might be.
But, yeah.
Might be. But by the sounds of that, she's just running the roost and she makes them all sit. That's what I got out of that. I'm going, holy fuck. That's not on.
There'll be dabbers as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they do. That's the thing I want to know is that when they do sit, do they reach through and give it a shake between the legs or do they wipe?
Fuck.
Heaps of wild yarn today. okay, we'll move on from all that sort of stuff. Got a few nicknames. Now, one of these nicknames, I reckon, is nickname of the year. I'm going to leave it till last. So Robert comes in. He said, we have a lad on an oil rig. He's called the Shed because he never moves and he's full of shit. That was pretty good. Oh, Paul reckons I work with a dead set dropkick who come to us with a nickname. The drivers from his previous workplace called him Google because he knew fucking everything. When I met this crayon eater, I changed it to Wikipedia, Wiki for short, because he thought he knew everything, told us he knew everything, but he was full of shit. That's good.
And I love this, that, sir, how you started it. I met this dead set dropkick. That is one I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, dropkick.
But, yeah, it just sits different with me. I really like it.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
If I cross the flats, you're a dead set dropkick, mate.
Yeah, you, mate. You are a dropkick.
Yeah, I like it.
You're a fucking dropkick. Yeah, that's good, isn't it? You're not a normal kick, cunt. You're a dropkick. This one, I reckon for me, just ticks all the boxes when it comes to nicknaming. So he goes, this chick got called Body Parts because her name was Tony Hancock. Four body parts in one name. Yeah. Tony Hancock.
I like it.
That's a beauty, isn't it? Oh, body parts. Yeah. So that was a fucking, that was a beauty. Now, while we're on the topic of good yarn, right? Remember we talk about Baku?
Yeah.
This now, I think we've mentioned it before, but Baku's the name of a bloke who we worked with, we did our apprenticeship. Now, this bloke, I reckon, is undefeated for me in just things I remember him saying and just the wit, like the quick-wittedness and just morale, just always in a positive sort of thing and could bring the boys up with a bit of a laugh in any sort of situation, right?
Yeah.
Like as in you'd pull up at the swipe card gate, you'd be a bit too far away and you go, fucking hell, mate, I'm not from Longreach.
Yeah, shit like that.
So anyway, James, shout out to him. He said, you know, he was a few years younger than us at the port and he said, fucking, g'day, boys. Just listening to you with Lockie Ando. I was just thinking about a few of the yarns I remember from Baku at the port. He goes, I was emptying the rubbish and he's leaning on the skip bin and said, general waste. I wonder what war heels in. I reckon that's just fucking excellent.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't it? Like, that's just fucking funny, man. General waste. Oh, and that brought
up. You know what I liked about him? You find those blokes you work with and they get every one of their sayings out in that couple of week period or if not the fucking first day.
Mm.
That was four years we spent with him.
Still hearing new ones. Still.
OG of chat.
That's right. And I pride myself on trying to do what he does and not trying to force a saying, like, because you get blokes that hear a fucking...
like, they'll just come out with it.
Yeah, yeah. Like that cunt at the mess ages ago who just goes, what'd he say? Fuck, I wish I remembered, but it was a perfect thing for that. How you going, mate? The more you know, the more you got to do.
Yeah, yeah, like that cunt. Yeah.
You know? No, not the right time, bro. Like, not bad yarn, but not there.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was just, that's what I want to be too. You got to fucking pocket these beauties and you got to wait. You got to wait, mate, until the time comes, and then you got to execute. Well, that's the hard part about being a good yarnman.
That's a fucking shirt. The yarnman.
Yeah, that's right.
We are the yarnman.
Yarnman might be a company name. But yeah, that, so it brought on a thing. Like, I saw a post the other day, and it's like different ways to say yes. It was in our fucking that Alpha Boot Blokes Carry On group, and it's a thing where, like, Aussies, if we get asked a dumb question and the answer's yes, I'll barely ever say fucking yes.
Yeah,
you know, I'll always hit them with, "There's a duck ragweed with a stiffy."
Yeah,
there's a bear shit in the woods. You know, all that sort of shit. Now, there's a few here that I wanted to rattle off. So instead of saying yes, hear what you'll cop if you fucking ask a dumb question in CQ. Does a one-legged duck swim in circles? Yeah. Does the tin man have a sheet metal cock?
Yeah.
Is a frog's ass watertight? Does a rocking horse have a wooden cock? Does Stevie Wonder piss on his shoes?
I love that.
Does Bill Cosby make a strong drink?
That's my best one yet. I'm using that.
That's fucking good, eh?
It must be bad, but fuck, Bill Cosby jokes just still fucking make me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know, they get me going.
Yeah, no, they get me going too. Fucking oath they do, bro. That's good. We actually got a few, like, we only got a... That is so good, eh? Fuck me. We've got a few carry-ons this week just from... They're not from the actual call line. I went through a few, like, messages. Got a few, actually a fair few from fucking a couple of Poms and a couple of Kiwis. So we'll fucking get into that. Are they working good enough to hear it? You reckon?
No, but I'll try listening.
We'll try it. Righto. Get into a few of these.
G'day, blokes. Listening to your potty and can relate to the guy that got home from a big night out and pissed in the washing machine. Unfortunately, I've done the same thing. Big night out. I think it was a work Christmas party and got home. Don't really remember too much, but I woke up with the missus fucking screaming her tits off because I pissed in the cutlery drawer at home. So I spent a while cleaning it out. But yeah, that was a fucking funny story.
There's another fucking one about the old piss after a work do.
Do you know what? In the washing machines, that's all good. But in the cutlery drawer, yeah, he's in the cutlery drawer.
What about the whole work chat thing? The work piss up. I love it in big companies because you know the quiet bloke? That quiet bloke who never says boo. They're just the fucking loudest. Like, they get fucking 8 beers into a man and they're just
coming out of nowhere.
Just a weapon.
Yeah.
And then that normally gets them win with all the boys then. You know what I mean? Yeah, even though they're quiet at work, they saw our mate running around the nude at the flat.
Yeah.
That night. Oh, what about work piss up? This takes a cake. And I'm not saying where it was, which site or anything, but we got on the piss one day and we were at a social club and fucking one of the boys wandered out the back. He was fucked, so he thought he'd put himself to bed. Went and had a sleep. So
he's told this.
Have we?
Yeah.
Have we? Fuck, it might have been a while ago.
Talking about old mate ended up back on site.
Yeah.
We've said that.
Oh, anyway, it was ages ago, but yeah, old mate ended up sleeping in the back of the ute and the shifties got back in the ute and took him back on site. Didn't realise till he was fucking in the car.
He had groaned from the crib room and old mate's passed out in the back of the fucking ute.
Just fucking blind on site.
That still blows me away that happened.
That's crazy, eh? He must have been in good form. But yeah, no, that was funny.
I'd love the turnstile security gate of, like, the photo of him lying in the back of the tray.
Yeah, just going through.
Yeah. Or, like, if you've seen the security going, what the fuck?
Mate, there was speed bumps on the way there too, like, through that path that they had to take.
Surely they turned it into a better story than it was and they weren't actually back in the crib room. But
I think they were.
Oh, fuck.
It's just prime.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Move it on.
Boys, Dylan here from the other side of the pond, loving the podcast, doing a top job. Yeah, I've got a bit of a carry-on for you. I used to enjoy the female's company, bought and paid for, a bit of a rub and tug, you know how it goes. Prior to the missus, obviously. Anyway, guest to Sandy's Superstars in Manchester, big shout-out. Anyway, one day, picks this girl, gets back to the room, she says, right, have a shower or wash your knob in the sink. So fuck the shower, let's get at it. So I've got my knob out and I'm washing away. Next thing, she's come over. Well, boys, I reckon she's pulled some fancy soap out of summer because she's gone to town on me. Next thing, I've give it the old quiver and the and I've fucking blown it. Gone. 50 quid down the fucking drain. Anyway, she's trying to put a porno on, trying to get the team back on the field. Done nothing for me, mate. 50 quid for a wank in a sink. What a fucking carry-on.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
50 quid for a wank in the sink.
Should have had the shower, buddy.
Oh, wow. That's fucking unreal, that yarn, though, isn't it?
That is unreal.
Would have been spewing.
Some fancy soap.
See?
Poms. They got some good yarn on them.
Love it.
Don't they? Great stuff, mate. Move it on.
All right, boys, it's Joe Baker, Baby Maker, UK correspondent here. Been listening since you were on old JC's podcast. Bit of a carry-on for you. I was at a stag do, or as you boys like to say, bucks party at the weekend. And there was a few boys there we didn't know. One was this big fucking Irish bloke. He had the Olympic rings tattooed across his back. You ask him what he did in the Olympics, he fucking watched it. He ain't never been. He's not even he's not an athlete. He's not in, he's, don't do nothing. He just fancy getting the rings tattooed across his back. If that's not a complete piss take, I don't know what is. What do you guys think?
Get fucked.
What the fuck? That'd be like me getting your last name on my back.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, that is something you,
that is fucked.
What would inspire a cunt to do that?
I don't know.
Wow.
Imagine being the tattoo artist. Bit weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What'd you do, mate? Oh, fuck all. Just watched.
Just went and seen it.
Oh. There'd be tattoo artists that have refused, wouldn't they? Just saying that.
Nah, you have to be, yeah.
Not doing
you'd
that.
You'd earn bro. A right to fucking have this on you.
Not doing that.
Yeah.
We need to get fucking old Tyson Evans on. Like a tattoo artist here. We fucking talked to him a while ago. He's keen, but I'd love to hear some tattoo stories of fucking, you know, what people are coming and asked for, you know, like what.
Oh,
what?
I'd love to, like, talk to someone that's been in, like, the tattoo world, like, 24-hour ones, like on the, like, King's Cross strip or something like that.
Yeah, bud. Do you know what I find?
Oh, even Thailand and Bali, some of the, like, the Aussie ones that own tattoo studios over there, they have funny-ass stories.
Do you know what I find funny? When someone actually gets a tattoo, and they're at work or they're out, and then they're like, oh, yeah, just got this done. And then our mate comes over, hasn't got one. And he goes, yeah, bro, I'm going to get a dragon, and it's going to fucking come from my finger, like, all the way up my arm. And then it's like the wings are going to be, like, across the back, and then the claws are going to go
down.
That
was my most hated chat through our apprenticeship because that was every one of those blokes at that time. Remember, it was like a competition. Oh, mate, get his arm done. Next week, oh, mate's got further up his.
But some blokes will never get one, but they're just like, and then I have a new idea every week, and it's like, oh, bro, I'm just going to get, like, this big mangrove here, and it's going to fucking, and you're like, no, you're not. You fucking aren't, though.
Yeah.
It's a carry-on, eh? Proper.
That just brought back some anger. Look,
one of the boys from fucking work, he got a massive leg sleeve, man. Like, it's from up here and it looks prime. It's all like the Greek gods, but it's really good artwork. Like, looks fucking great.
Yeah.
And he said when he was in the middle of getting it done, he went out on the street. Old mate was having a durry and, you know, just stretching the legs a bit. And he said this bloke walks past, like this old crackhead dude. And he's like, hey, man, what's going on? And he's like, oh, just getting a tattoo. He's like, oh, fuck yeah, man, that's sick. I'm getting me back done. And then and they're like, oh, yeah, righto. And he's like, yeah, fucking, yeah. Like, told him the big yarn about his whole back. The tattoo artist is like, oh, yeah, come in here, bro. I'll draw it up for you. And that he's like, nah. Just walked off. Like, fuck off. Come. Yeah, but it is a carry-on in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just that whole fucking yarn. Oh, moving on there.
Duff Stiggers.
How's it going, fellas? Listen to your podcast here from across the ditch. Fucking love it. Fucking get around it. Just listening to one of your podcasts going on about wondering if the Sheila's a bit underage or what. So I've just seen this video fucking pop up and I thought it was a pretty good idea. But he's just got the young lass to go get them around. Obviously, he's paid for it. And just giving her the card, and obviously she's going to get asked for ID, and that's going to actually verify whether or not she's old enough. So just a short and sharp one. Thought you guys might like that bit of advice, and yeah, nah, fucking get it up, yeah. Cheers, blokes.
It's probably not a bad idea if you're a bit sus to just take them on, like, go to a pub where your no ID gets checked, eh?
Yeah, or you just tee up the bartender and say, hey,
bit sus.
Bit sus on old love.
Can you check her ID, bruh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a good idea without having to fucking infiltrate a wallet if you're a bit sus.
Hope it's not your dream girl and she was a month off being 18.
Surely you
and
can.
And then she just gets walked out the club.
Surely you can do it in a way where you're like, holy, you look young. And have a bit of a laugh and say, show us your ID. You look about 12.
Yeah.
Well, not that, but I mean, yeah. But like we've said, though, it is a dangerous world.
I'm glad I'm never going to be in that situation.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking ice. But no, nah, that's a little tip there. Fucking not bad. Righto, last one. Then you got to get the fucking night shift.
Yeah, I keep watching that clock going, heck.
Blokes, Brad here from New Zealand. So one of my best mates, his nickname's Two-Tone, and he managed to keep this a secret from us for years. And then one afternoon he just blurts out, oh, boys, my cock's a different colour to my balls. Fucking blew my mind, mate. So yeah, I was like, how could that be, mate? And he's like, well, I got a birthmark on my nuts, and yeah, brown nuts, pink cock. It's like, what? How about that, mate? So yeah, that's how we came up with the nickname Two-Tone. Cheers, keep up the good work, boys.
Imagine that. Two-Tone. Well, Two-Tone. Having the old fucking brown nuts, pink cock.
What about Michael Jackson at?
He had dramas, that cunt.
Didn't he? Yeah, he had a fucking few dramas.
And don't touch kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was a fucking wild bit of gear,
that bloke. And Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah. Yep. Right, is that us?
That is us, I think.
I haven't fucking got a joke. I've had too much on. Like I said, I'm pretty much 24 hours old here. No sleep. Run on a dream. I think he's a fucking copped enough out of me, to be honest.
Yeah.
And we'll be back on Wednesday.
We will.
Fucking dribbling. Hopefully we'll have to get these fucking headphones sorted, dude, if we're going to be doing these wobblies and shit. Otherwise, that's fucked. Yeah. Anyway, that's our problem to sort out. And I hope everyone has a fucking wicked Friday. And yeah. Stay happy.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a good one.
Rip in with you.
Fucking bye.
Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.